AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. Police and hospital officials say two people are dead and at least four people are injured after a man drove his car through a restaurant patio in a Minneapolis suburb. Surveillance footage captured a man driving into the outdoor patio of the Park Tavern in St. Louis Park on Sunday. Democratic presidential candidate Tim Walz is unharmed after some of the vehicles near the back of his motorcade crashed in Milwaukee. At a rally in Milwaukee, Walz addressed the situation.
Some of my staff and members of the press that were traveling up with us were involved in a traffic accident on the way here today. We've spoken with the staff. I'm relieved to say that with a few minor injuries, everybody's going to be okay.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the U.S. government has seized a pricey plane used by Venezuela's president.
Citing violations of sanctions and export laws, the Justice Department has seized a luxury jet used by Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro. The Justice Department alleges this luxury jet, a Dassault Falcon 900EX, was illegally purchased last year from a Florida firm using a shell company based in the Caribbean. That was to hide Venezuela's involvement in the purchase. There's an executive order that bars U.S. individuals from doing business with the regime of Nicolas Maduro. The plane is valued at $13 million. It was just seized in the Dominican Republic. U.S. officials took custody of the aircraft there, which has now been flown to a small airport in Fort Lauderdale. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And investigators are trying to determine the cause of an explosion that destroyed a Southwest Louisiana home, killing a teenage boy from Alabama and injuring five others. The explosion leveled the house, throwing debris that severely damaged nearby vehicles and a metal outbuilding. This is AP News. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports this summer will go down as one of the most chaotic campaigns in history.
After President Biden flubbed June's debate with Donald Trump, he faced growing pressure to end his campaign and refused.
I'm staying in the race.
But 3 weeks later,
the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation.
Kamala Harris took over the ticket, energizing the party.
The momentum in this race is shifting. And there are signs that Donald Trump is feeling it.
Trump had already faced near tragedy. An assassination attempt at a Pennsylvania rally in mid-July. Days later, he accepted the GOP nomination, going after Harris.
Everything she touches, she destroys.
While she promised a new American path forward.
We are not going back.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.